Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, look who's back.
Look who's back.
Back again. Oh, Shannon's back.
It's almost like the halftime Super Bowl again.
Oh my goodness, don't even, I'm frothing over that.
So
that
good.
Was, yeah. Oh, it's all happening.
She's back. She's back, everybody.
Oh, the music. Oh, I'm so good.
Good.
That's a lie. Oh. Take me back to Melbourne and put me back in the hub.
Oh, you miss the hub life?
I miss the hub life.
So really, it's not as bad as people think.
What part? Melbourne?
What, living in a lovely hotel? That sounds terrible.
Do you know what? I know what my kids feel like. I had my meals made for me every day,
yes.
Three times a day. Someone picked up my dishes.
That's amazing.
I mean, there was the COVID factor, but let's look like, don't
hey,
worry about
that's
that.
That's here too.
That's here too now.
Someone made your bed.
Well, they didn't because of the COVID. They wouldn't come in and clean
our rooms.
But anyway, so I was away with the West Coast Eagles because I'm their chaplain. So I was there in a hub with the AFLW, and I loved every minute of it. And it was very interesting coming back into the fold of the family because I think that everyone feels like I do about our little family. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. I'm very affectionate, as you guys know. I'm a hugger and I'm a lover.
Not a fighter.
I'm a fighter.
She'd throw down.
I'll throw down and I'll pick you up and give you a good hug.
Okay, we're all good now, aren't we?
We're all good. And but I've got teenagers. So I do have a 9-year-old, Nashi, and he loves to love.
Mm.
And my middle son's sort of, we're doing the dance, you know. We're doing the dance.
You will love me.
But I have a little story for your family. How when I went and picked the boys up, I came out of quarantine last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I thought, such a super mum, I'll go and do school pickup at the high school, which, you know,
legend.
Props, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I've got stuff to get done, but I'm going to go down there. And I wait outside the car and my middle son comes up and he goes, oh, mum. And he gives me a hug and a bit of a kiss. And
my cup is
full. His cup is full. You know, we're excited.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Yeah, exactly. And then he gets in the car and like 20 minutes later, I don't know where my schlumping like year 10 was, but schlumps up the hill, dragging his body and his bag and his shoes. And he just looks at me. Like, with this death stare. And I'm like, I have not seen him in 5 weeks. He wouldn't text me. He wouldn't He put his finger over the camera once when I was trying to FaceTime.
Maybe he was feeling ugly that day.
Yeah,
you know?
I think
maybe
he was just resentful that you'd gone.
I think he's just 15 and a half, right?
Yep.
And so I go, g'day, mate.
He goes, why are you standing outside the car?
Because if you know anything about teenagers, that is uncool. You don't wait 100%. Outside the car.
Even though
you
haven't
inside.
Seen him for five
weeks.
Yeah.
I said exactly that, Auntie Kirsten.
Yeah.
I said, mate, I haven't seen you for 5 weeks. I thought I'd just lay eyes on you.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, right. I go to give him a cuddle. He goes, why are you touching me?
Because I love you. I'm your mother.
I birthed you. You came out of my body. No, I didn't say that. I was like, oh my goodness. So he gets in the car and I thought, okay, take a deep breath.
Yeah, just take it easy.
It's been 5 weeks. What a baptism of fire back in.
Yeah.
Gets in the front seat and I touch his leg and he goes, stop being weird, mum. Stop being weird.
Stop being weird, mum. Oh, mum. Stop it.
Oh, well.
Teenage boys.
Teenage love. I want to talk about teenage love.
Okay.
Not the home and away teenage love.
No.
I'm talking about how do teenagers express love? Like,
an emotion and affection
to you. Like, because I think they do. I'm misreading it.
Yeah, you've missed it somewhere. There was something there that you
I think he loves me.
Yeah.
He did get in the front seat. He made eye contact for 10. But I thought the family would be able to help me.
Yes.
Surely.
You've got teenagers out there. You might be a teenager.
Yeah, it's true.
How do you show your mum and dad that you love them in ways that they may be missing?
I need to look for the signs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hear from you guys. 9313098.5.
Shannon's here.
Oh,
I am
mama.
Here.
She back. She back again.
As back.
Talking
back
about again. Reintroducing yourself into the family fold from The bubble.
From the bubble, from the AFL hub, coming back in and launching myself physically on my children. Because
love me.
Love me. Love me.
One
touch me. Hug
one
me.
One accepted it well, the other not so much.
No.
Stop touching me, Mum.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Mum.
Mum.
I think when don't I was a teenager, me. I showed love by maybe grunting at a higher level. Like, so rather than, it was like,
Okay. Mm-hmm. I need to look for that. I need to look for the affection.
The signs of affection.
The signs of affection, which is what I was asking the family.
Yes, and so we have Tegan on the line. Good morning, Tegan.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Splendid, ma'am. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Shannon, welcome home, darling.
Oh, it's not good to be here. It's great to be here in the studio, though.
Well, I can relate because I, too, have very tall teenage boys. Mm. I get grunted at all the time. I dare not leave the car at the school car park.
Social suicide.
Definitely. Don't do that. But, look, the signs of affection, the cuddles have turned to a pat on the head and a kiss on the forehead.
Oh, wow.
Is as far as it goes. And I don't know how happy I am about it because at one hand I'm sort of like, well, they are still showing affection, but on the other hand, when they're 6'3" and 5'8" and I'm only 5'4", it's sort of like, you know, granddad sort of bending down to kiss a grandchild type feeling.
Does it feel a little bit condescending?
Yes.
Just a bit, oh, look at you, pat-pat.
A little demeaning?
There, mum, on the head, you know, it's all right, mum, pat-pat. Very disconcerting.
Yes. I hear you, Tegan.
Too good. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Tegan.
I love this. Andrew from East Victoria Park. This is really good. He goes, 9-year-olds are puppies.
You know, yes. Like cuddles. I've got a 9-year-old.
Teens are cats.
Yeah.
Cat lovers would understand.
That makes so much sense.
I have a couple of cats.
We have two cats and Andrew, they are both, I'm not going to use the word because it's family radio. Yeah. They are just like the teens, those cats.
Yeah.
So he's right. He's absolutely right.
Absolutely. Caroline in Secret Harbour, big ups to Secret Harbour. What? last year for Mother's Day, my teenage son gave me a book of hug vouchers because he does not like being hugged. And I absolutely loved it. Isn't that sad? No, it's not sad, Carol. You enjoy that.
I think it's sad because she'd just love him just to be able to hug her without 100%. Without vouchers.
I'm going
to
cash those in.
But I'll take them. Bam. I'll take them if I can take them.
Yep. I'm going to go start spooning him in his sleep.
You'll love that. You'll love that.
Mum, now you're really being weird.
Yeah, you're so weird. Yes. You're beyond weird.
Spooning me, Mum.
Yeah. Oh, too good. Too good. Also, I have a great text here from Emma. She says, I have an ASD teen, and when she comes home from school, she has the post-school meltdowns, and I would remind myself that's because I'm her safe space, and that's her love for me.
Yes.
She also sometimes pats me on the head, and that's her affection. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yes. That is.
See, that's finding the love.
Yes, that is finding the love. I'd like a pat on the head. I reckon that's good.
I'll give you a pat on the head later.
And it is the safe space thing. They do save their that for you, don't they?
Yes, so, absolutely. They do.
I get that.
And
I
they do be themselves around you. In the good and the bad. Well, keep them coming, family. 9313 0985. How do your teens express their form of affection?
Yes.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.